Welcome or welcome back to Bad Bleep Speak. This is your host, Jada Brown, and I am so excited to talk to you. So stay tuned. So I know it's a big pressure to be a valuable woman or it girl or that girl or all these things these days. I think if you're a male listening to this episode today, you can definitely just switch the word girl or whatever. For yourself, they, them, anything, whatever you need to for yourself. But I am a woman, so I'm only coming from a woman's perspective in this episode. And these tips will really help you because they've really helped me and my little friend, my circle. And I say little for a reason because that's going to be in there too. I really help. These tips really help. So I hope you guys find value and you share this episode with your friends, and this really goes a long way because it means a lot to me to share this today. So I love you guys. Stay tuned. So I think becoming a woman of value probably looks different to everyone genuinely because it depends on your morals, your personal values. Some people's personal values are living check to check. Like they're like, oh, I'm going to live. This is all I need. This is all I want. Da 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 da. Some people are like, I want generational wealth. I'm not living for just me. I've seen a lot. I've done a lot. I want to do more. Those are people I'm more aligned with. But everybody's morals, values, goals, everything's different. So let's hop into becoming a valuable woman, period. Okay, so tip number one, I would say, is take care of yourself. Nails, hair. We all know the price goes up once the property is taken care of. Always. Property value goes up when they're like, oh, I reinstalled a new kitchen. Oh, there's new bathroom. There's new lights. The pool just got installed. All types of things like that. Well, babe, your property. Let the value go up constantly, every week, every 2 weeks, whenever you can get it done, get it done. I'm talking hair, I'm talking nails, I'm talking massages. Take care of yourself. Treat yourself as valuable property because that will teach other people to treat you as such. When you let somebody treat you as if you're not that bad bleep, then trust me, they will. They see, I kid you not, they see a little something. They're like, oh, I can get in there right there. Because people, not genuinely, there are genuinely more good people than there are bad. But people will use who they can use. They will be rude and unfriendly to who they can or use who they can. Because some people are just not in a good spot in their life. And I've met a lot of people that are unknowingly of these bad habits, the bad traits. Like they kind of don't know. It's like everybody knows right from wrong, but they've been doing it so long that they think this is normal and this is how they should be, like as if somebody owes them something. So don't be one of those people. Don't get tricked into that life, because if you're treating yourself good, you're treating people around you good, your property value is going up, babe. So I always say hair, nails, toes, massages, relaxing, getting some staple pieces in your wardrobe that can be styled in different ways, but really cute. Always having jewelry on because it ups any outfit you have on. Because when you look good, you feel good. It's proven. It's a fact. I know it. You know it. So let's start investing in ourselves, our outer and inner appearance. Speaking of outer appearance, that brings me to tip number two. Find an activity to decompress. Stress is on the high. It's like it's on the high rise. You know, there's all these things going on in the world. I mean, from politics to everyday life, like a lot is at stake these days. So I urge you to find a physical activity that you can do. I know hot girl walks is a trending thing, which I love because it's genuinely going on a walk. We just named it something cute because that's who we are. Our generation can romanticize anything, and I love that for us. So go on a hot girl walk. It's a 30 to 45 minute walk. Your favorite playlist, your favorite podcast, Bad Bleep Speak, of course. And just go on a walk. Like, you deserve some time to decompress and some time to have to yourself, because these days, there's something else. They are something else. And I've realized, like, there's a lot of tense ass people in the world. Like, people are tense these days. And I think it's because of all those preservatives you're putting in your body and you're not walking around and getting that time to, you know, really stress. A lot of people go, oh, people that are obsessed with the gym or working out or whatever are just, you know, conceited or something. No, baby, they are stressed the hell out. They are stressed. And so when you go to the gym, I've realized it just releases these endorphins that it just feels so good. Sometimes I need to remind myself, like, I'll be so stressed that I don't go to the gym. I'm like, Jada, that was actually dumb. That was actually very dumb because now it's worse. Now you can't stop thinking about what you were thinking about. And then half the time I think about, oh my gosh, I'm such a failure. I didn't go to the gym. So, and not that you need to go to the gym, babe. Like I said, the hot girl walk, it's free, it's fun, and it's you can decompress real easy. So, really take that and find something physical. Something where you're moving your body, you're pumping the blood, like something physical. Tip number three. Oh, ladies. I know if my men are listening, this will be a little hard, especially in this generation of hookup culture I fudging hate. But anyways, go without sex. If you're single right now, go without sex. I think a lot of men are getting hip to this. Well, the men of, like, on TikTok that I watch are getting hip to this. When you are going without sex, you start to see your property value go up. Again, taking care of yourself. Because we all know sex is such a strong emotional tie to certain people. And genuinely, I think it's to everybody. I think a lot of people are just broken, so they say it's not, but they low-key, like, cry. Because your property value is lowering. And I'm sorry, but it's the truth. Like, if everybody can get in, there's no exclusivity. You see what I'm saying? Like, that is the biggest thing these days. Being exclusive, being able to say, no, I have my emotions in order. Because I am not falling for every man I am sleeping with, or I'm not doing this or that, or every woman can't have me just because I'm a hot looking guy or whatever. I'm not giving every woman the opportunity to have me. I am valuable. I'm a beautiful, smart woman. I'm not giving every man the opportunity to have me because my property value can decrease and that's not going to happen. Baby, that's what you need to say to yourself. These boys don't deserve you. Like, I think you should think of it as a sense of, like, somebody's taking a piece of you. Like, that's how I see it. I'm like, oh my gosh, like, you know, I'm getting stressed. I need a little slums. But it's like, no, actually you don't. Because then somebody gets to say, all right, yeah. That's my biggest thing. I think it's an ego thing, baby. If you need it to be an ego thing, make it an ego thing. Be like, oh, damn, such and such gets to say they slept with me. And I see myself as one of the next Oprahs. So, well, one of the next Jadas. But you get what I'm saying. Like, so I would never say or want somebody to say, oh, yeah. Like, in my hot girl era, in my early 20s, I was just letting my property value go down. No, because when my husband steps out, he will literally be able to be like, oh, yeah, no, I know my wife. You did not. You could not. Shit, I barely could. It took a while. So, you know, I want that to be able to be said. Property value is high over here and yours will be too. And I mean, if today you're going to recover, you're going to do better. Start today. There's no time like the present, babe. There is no time like the present. I know a lot of people say, oh, well, I've already. No, get your mind and emotions right. Once you go a week or two without, it starts to get easier. And that will bring me to my next tip, actually. So find a hobby that you like doing alone. This is tip number four. I know it's fun to be with friends, it's fun to be with people, and it's fun to do things, you know, outside, going outside. Girl, I love going outside. I'm a girly that loves to be outside because I love having a good time. I'm 24. Of course, I love my friends. I love my family. We have a good time where we're out. And I'm talking about we go to the movies. We do painting. We go to the beach. I live in Florida, so of course I'm always at the beach. So going out is not the problem. It's finding independence in alone time. So recently I went on a solo date. I've never done this. Like, I go out and go get food or something and just take it home. But I never, like, sit somewhere by myself and, like, eat. Like, no, I don't do that. Because why? I have so many friends. Like, I never actually really need to. And it's not that I have so many friends. I have a lot of associates that like going out. So, I never really have to do something by myself. But I cut off my roster. I cut off, like, people that are just draining and not really there in my life to be there, you know? And then I just feel better about myself now. But back to the point is, the solo date felt awkward and weird. I even made a TikTok so I wouldn't be by myself that much. But, of course, when I'm done recording, I had to sit there with just me. And I realized, you know, I give so much advice on alone time. But I had alone time, like, in my house. I didn't have real alone time. This is real alone time. On a solo date, you know, my phone's there, but how long am I going to look at my phone and not my food, you know? So during that time of, like, fork and knife in hand and nothing else, no conversation filling the air, I found, like, peace. And just sitting with Jada, my thoughts, my dreams, or just what was going on around me. And it was so nice. It was so nice. I see the girlies saying solo date night, you know, on TikTok or Reels. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, they're so brave. They're so brave. How cute. But girl, it's not brave. It's actually regular. And there was other people there. And I'm like, wow, Jada, you're actually doing the utmost. And that was really dramatic. But it was nice. So find something, you know, that you can do alone that will give you independence, that will give you time to sit with yourself and date yourself a little bit. I think it's really nice, like I said, that value of you being able to be alone. So when somebody comes, because when we look for a partner or we get a partner, they are to add value to you. They're not to make you anything. You're not to make them anything. You guys are to add to each other and be there for each other. You are partners. So it's like, oh my gosh, this person, they can't make you happy. You need to be happy on your own. They can add happiness to you. And that's something this generation sucks at remembering. Baby, I'm not here to make you happy. I'm to add to your happiness that you already have. I'm to add to your joy that you already have. And that's why a lot of men cannot stand me, I think, because I am not in the business of making a man happy. I'm in the business of adding to your happiness, adding to your growth. We are growing together. So if you need someone to make you happy, to make your boost your ego, oh baby, I'll boost your ego, because when I'm in love with you, you're going to feel like a king. But that's something I will add into our relationship. But you need to come with it. Like, no, this isn't Build-A-Bear. I'm done with that phase in life. I am. Thank God. Me and God was like, when are we going to stop? When are we going to stop, Jada? I can't do it anymore. I'm so sick of this. You knew he was not the one. I told you and you didn't listen. Oh my gosh, you guys, my track record is so bad. I just like a good project. And now I've learned to focus that into business and my career and making those things my projects and actually finishing them. Because I would, y'all, confession time with these tips, because I think this relates to a lot of women, especially Black women, because it's something we have been taught growing up, is to, you know, help, fix, be there, be the head, you know, when you grow up with a single parent. So I was a damn Build-A-Bear. I was the head chief Build-A-Man workshop. Like, I'm talking haircuts, outfits, homework. Like, I was there. I was like, okay, you need to do this. You need to do it like this. Oh, you will look so good in this. And I kid you not, by the time I've got them all fixed up and dusted off, interest gone. I'm like, well, I don't know. My feelings are just gone. And on to the next project. And this went on for a very long time for me. It's followed me, you know, into my adulthood. And I was like, why can't I just get a man like, you know, we see the Instagram relationships that already come, you know, that way. And I'm like, well, that's not the energy I'm putting out in the world. I'm putting out that I want to fix someone. So what does the world keep giving me? Projects. So I don't want to fix nobody anymore. And ladies, please, if you are just like me, if that has been your mindset, oh, I'm going to help fix him, or I could do that. He just doesn't see that I'm the one because I like, oh my gosh, the memes. If you fumble me, you fumbled a big bag, because I would do anything for the person I love. Mm-mm. Baby, no more. Those memes live no more near me. If you fumbled me, you just fumbled me. That is your problem. But I don't believe in that. I believe everybody comes in, you know, in your life for a reason. They're a lesson and a blessing. And goodbye. I thank you. That is all. That is all. Because, no more. No more. I do for the people that love me. Love those who love you. No, that's wrong. Love everybody, but know who you can love from a distance, okay? People will come to kill and destroy. And that's not just like you personally. I'm talking about your confidence, your own personal ego, your business ideas. Like, a lot of people, you cannot tell a lot of things. And that is a bonus tip. Keep some things private in your life. And it's not because, oh my gosh, you know, these people aren't going to be there for me. They're not going to support me. No, never put a supportive energy in the air. Just know that people can't wrap their mind around your vision, around your, whatever you want to do in your life, because it's not theirs. So people like to get, I'll use the word realistic, because that's what they say. And they're like, well, how, you're not going to be able to do that in this amount of time. Well, you can't. Well, you're too, I think you need that. Like, girl, shut the hell up. Let me figure it out. Let me do this. Let me go through the process. I look up to Beyonce, and I look up to those who followed their dreams, followed their passion. Like, we don't know the night she cried about, you know, not being in a sorority or something like that. I don't know. Like, you know, not following the norm, but doing something you love. Boom. Do it. Today, you are valuable. What you care about, what you believe in, has value. And if you stick to it, you never know what could happen. I would not have all of you and the love that we have for each other and our community and the group chat that is truly coming, because you guys are just the most amazing people. We wouldn't have that if I waited, you know, if I was like, oh my gosh, no, like, I need to, you know, get a studio and I need to do all these things first and I need this first. And then I will start talking to the bad bleeps and giving my advice, because no, this is a journey. I've learned so much through you guys, through this podcast, through growing up, and I can't wait to learn more. Genuinely, I cannot wait to keep growing and growing with you guys and sharing tips and having people come on and share their tips, because we all, like, there's a big world. There's hella podcasts out there, truly, but nothing is like your own. You can't compare your journey, your everything to everybody else's, or girl, you're just gonna, it just won't go right. It just won't. Like, imposter syndrome is a real thing. It truly is. Like, I know because I've had it, and I think I've spoken on it a little bit on here, but, you know, comparing my podcast, I'm like, oh, well, she just said she got 1 million downloads. Like, how does she do that? Like, how do I? Mm-mm. Your 1 million downloads is only going to be the way you can get them. Now, people can tell you, oh, this is a good marketing strategy. Try this marketing strategy and you'll probably get better numbers. But if your content is shitty, if what you're saying is nothing anybody wants to hear, or maybe you don't even know how to articulate yourself in the way that you want to, your 1 million downloads won't be the same as that person's 1 million downloads. There are a billion people in the world. So just think, I have 1 billion people listening to me. And talk to those 1 billion people. Talk to them the way you want to. Some people have a lot of structure to their podcasts. I just, you know, make my list, tell you guys my tips. And then we talk and I share how I genuinely feel and what is going on. Because I've realized that my value comes from who I actually am. You guys can only relate to the real Jada. You can't relate to somebody I make or put together through a marketing strategy. Like, dead ass. This is just who I am. The people that come on my podcast, they're not some big celebrities that are going to add a lot of value to my podcast. Actually, I want to tell you, the people with the most followers, they don't do the most for my podcast. You know why? Because the more people that follow you are the less people that support you. They just want to see what you're doing. And that goes down in history. Like, boom. But seriously, it's people that have like a somewhat following that their little supporters and friends want to be like, oh my gosh, what are they talking about on a podcast? Like, how do they do that? And they do. They come and listen. They come and they comment. They share the post because they're really excited that somebody they love and close to them are, you know, is doing something so amazing. And that's why I can't wait for what we have coming up. You guys, I have some meetings next week. I think I'm always talking about something coming up, but it's just because it's so behind the scenes that I can't share it yet. And I strongly believe in that. I don't care how many times I say something's coming up. Even if I cancel it, I will not share it until it is there in front of me and I can, you know, put hands on it and see it. Because I hate, you know, putting too many eyes, like I said earlier, on something that I'm working on. I like for the finishing product to be right there in front of you, or you to be able to download, see. I'm not gonna be like, oh, here, I'm gonna be doing this, and then you guys are like, hold on, where is it going? Like, the group chat will be out the beginning of the year, of the new year. I have so much in the middle of what's happening that will be the most perfect time. But I'm so excited. I love you guys. And I have enjoyed talking to you today. It actually felt like therapy. So thank you so much for listening. I love you, bad bleeps. Make sure you share this episode with a friend that needs to hear it. You guys are the best friends. You're the best givers. You're the best everything. And I love our community. Have a good day. Bye.